You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the performing arts. Always a lot of interesting things happening in our community. And joining me now to fill us in is local journalist and blogger Jen McKee. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
And to kick off the conversation about something special coming up next month, we're also joined by Leslie Raymond, Executive Director of the 55th Annual Ann Arbor Film Festival.
Hi there.
Thanks for joining us.
Well, first, you were telling me before we started recording that, that you're breaking up the films into a little bit more palatable groupings this year for people who may be a little overwhelmed by just seeing so many events and so many screenings happening.
The programs will essentially, we're doing them similarly in terms of here's a films in competition of 20 different short films, but we are going to make a path forward for many people who have reported that they often are overwhelmed when they see the calendar with all of the different programs. They don't know what to go to. So we've made these film series selections to try to encourage, like I said, a path forward. So if you're into music, we have three different programs that we recommend. Or if you're into political films or new media, we have, interestingly, a lot of Asian films this year. So we've developed this system to encourage people to find something that they're interested in and come see a few different things.
Yeah, and in the past, some of the very most popular ones are there's an animation program. There's something more geared toward family again this year.
We're calling it the Almost All Ages Show again this Saturday morning. We have kept the animation program. Mm-hmm. These programs I'm talking about, though, like the new media or the Asian focus, these are going to be, well, an easy one is the music series. So if you're interested in music, we suggest that you come and check out A Page of Madness, which is a classic avant-garde film from Japan, and we'll have Little Bang Theory doing a live musical accompaniment on the Wednesday night of the festival. You might also like to see the music videos in competition screening, and we're actually going to have that at Lorch Hall again this year, which is where the festival started, and that'll be on the Saturday night of the festival. And then we also have a feature film in competition. It's a documentary about the experimental filmmaker and musician Tony Conrad on the Sunday of the festival. So we have all that information on our website, mm-hmm. aafilmfest.org. So if you're curious, you can go there, find out more, and make yourself a little pathway through coming to the festival this year.
When is it and how long does it last?
The festival is March 21st to the 26th. And that's a 6-day festival, and it'll
How many movies do people average see?
Oh, that's a good question. How many do people average see? I think we're showing probably about 150 films. Some people can see almost all of them, except we do have some in the screening room and some at the main at the same time. But it varies. Some people come for one program. If you're a one-program kind of person, don't know what to come to, you might come to the winner's night. On Sunday, we have two programs of the awarded films. But yeah, it varies all in between.
And it really, the film festival, its history, it really specializes in avant-garde and experimental film. And because I think when people use the word independent film, it gets a little fuzzy. So could you talk about like what kind of work specifically you tend to highlight in this festival?
We show artist-made films, films coming from people who I think maybe identify more as an artist than a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. The films can be documentary, narrative, animation, a lot of things that are familiar genres to us, but we try to show work that pushes at the boundaries. And that's something that it can be sometimes challenging, sometimes surprising, sometimes delightful, sometimes infuriating, but we just encourage everybody to come. It's something I think everybody can find something, and we want people to know that everybody is invited. Everybody's welcome. Bring friends, bring family, bring you. We want you to be there, and we want you to experience our world-class film festival that is just a cultural icon of art.
It's the 55th Annual Ann Arbor Film Festival. Executive Director Leslie Raymond, thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul. And we'll put links to when and where and all that information on our website, WEMU.org.
Thanks so much.
Jen McKee, let's talk about what else is going on. Something we've been talking, we're excited about here at WEMU, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra.
Yes, with Wynton Marsalis. They're coming back March 4th at Hill Auditorium. University Musical Society is bringing them. Actually, UMS has a ton of events throughout March, so you really want to check out their their website and see what else is coming. And we'll talk about a couple others, actually.
But this is a special one because for a $300 gift to WEMU, you're going to get two tickets to the concert. And you're going to be seated with the WEMU jazz hosts and fellow donors. And then there's a special reception afterwards. You're going to get to meet Wynton Marsalis and members of his orchestra. Wow. So you're supporting WEMU and you're going to see this great event. So you can find out more about that on our webpage, WEMU.org. One of those events coming up, Snarky Puppy.
Mm-hmm.
That Snarky Puppy we're hearing right now.
Yes, they just sound like a lot of fun.
It does.
Yeah, and I like saying the name of their band.
Yeah, absolutely.
But UMS is bringing them to town also. They're coming March 16th at 7:30, also at Hill Auditorium.
What kind of group? How would you describe their music?
They're kind of a younger, like, little edgier. I mean, they're laid back, but it's, you know, kind of a younger vibe to it.
Yeah, I like it.
You know, a little less traditional, a little more laid back.
Then we have a classic theater company performance coming up, Once Upon a Mattress.
Yeah, it's Encore Musical Theater Company in Dexter. It's actually kind of a junior production, so it's young people starring in a production of this classic musical, but it's a really fun show. I think it's something that, again, a whole family can go out and kind of enjoy and have a day out at the theater.
It dates back to 1959. Once you hear the song, you won't get it out of your head.
Right. When I associate Carol Burnett singing Shy,
yeah,
just
yeah.
Like, you know, it's a very classic kind of a fun show for kids.
Yeah, and this is actually Tracy Ullman. So the mm-hmm. Encore Musical Theater Company, Once Upon a Mattress Junior. I should get the whole name in there.
Yeah.
And Pete the Cat, that's another fun one.
Yeah, this is part of the Not Just for Kids series at the Michigan Theater. This is March 12th at 1:30 and 4 p.m. Again, it's kind of a way to introduce kids to live theater with a character they're very familiar with. I know my five-year-old loves Pete the Cat, and I think a lot do. So it's a nice.
I'm sad. Like, I never heard of Pete the Cat.
Oh, he's a blue cat, and he just every book is basically him singing a refrain of he likes his shoes or he likes his buttons or, you know, whatever. So it's kids love this character, so it's a fun show.
So Pete the Cat is coming to town. And then we have Joy Harjo. Tell me about that.
Yes, she's a Native American poet. She's coming to town March 10th at 6:30 p.m. in the Michigan League Ballroom. She's a very accomplished poet. And especially now, I think, you know, listening to Native voices is really important and good thing that we need to kind of be doing more of. So I think she's an important voice to listen to right now.
And we always love supporting the Ann Arbor Symphony Orchestra. And they've got a special program coming up March 18th.
Yes, they're playing Stravinsky's Firebird along with a larger program. But that's kind of the centerpiece of that particular show. And that's at 8 p.m. on March 18th at the Michigan Theater.
It's a pretty powerful piece.
It is. And it's kind of a widely known classic and one of a lot of people's one of their favorite numbers. So I think that'll be a big draw for them.
That's what we're listening to right now. Jen McKee, local journalist and blogger, thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul. And we also want to give our thanks once again to Leslie Raymond. Again, information about the 55th Annual Ann Arbor Film Festival will be on our website, WEMU.org.